Therefore you are without excuse, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in that which you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. We know that the judgment of Elohim is according to truth against those who practice such things. Do you think this, O man who judges those who practice such things, and do the same, that you will escape the judgment of Elohim? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and patience, not knowing that the goodness of Elohim leads you to repentance? But according to your hardness and unrepentant heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath, revelation, and of the righteous judgment of Elohim, who will pay back to everyone according to their works. To those who by perseverance in well-doing seek for glory, honor, and incorruptibility, eternal life. But to those who are self-seeking and don't obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, will be wrath, indignation, oppression, and anguish on every soul of man who does evil. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace go to every man who does good, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with Elohim. For as many as have sinned without the Torah will also perish without the Torah. As many as have sinned under the Torah will be judged by the Torah. For it isn't the hearers of the Torah who are righteous before Elohim, but the doers of the Torah will be justified. For when Gentiles who don't have the Torah do by nature the things of the Torah, these, not having the Torah, are a law to themselves, in that they show the work of the Torah written in their hearts, their conscience testifying with them, and their thoughts among themselves accusing or else excusing them. In the day when Elohim will judge the secrets of men, according to my good news, by Yahushua Messiah. Indeed you bear the name of a Jew, rest on the Torah, glory in Elohim, know his will, and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the Torah, and are confident that you yourself are a guide of the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of babies, having in the Torah the form of knowledge and of the truth. You therefore who teach another, don't you teach yourself? You who preach that a man shouldn't steal, do you steal? You who say a man shouldn't commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who glory in the Torah, do you dishonor Elohim by disobeying the Torah? For the name of Elohim is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, just as it is written. For circumcision indeed profits, if you are a doer of the Torah. But if you are a transgressor of the Torah, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. If therefore the uncircumcised keep the ordinances of the Torah, won't his uncircumcision be accounted as circumcision? Won't those who are physically uncircumcised but fulfill the Torah judge you, who with the letter and circumcision are a transgressor of the Torah? For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men but from Elohim.